Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 98. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 67. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 89. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 78.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Authorities appear to have found the body of the interim city clerk in Peabody.
Jonathan Clark had been missing for several weeks after several scandals appear to have been coming to light. It was discovered this month the former State Commerce Department official had been previously convicted of felony forgery and theft in Pennsylvania. But the state never performed a background check on Clark. On Sunday, a property owner near U.S. 50 and I-135 in Harvey County discovered Clark's crashed pickup truck well off the road with a body inside it. Positive ID has not yet been made. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Improvements at the Hutchinson Zoo may help get it reaccredited with the American Zoo Association. Recommendations included more shade for the animals in the mini farm and expanding some habitats for other animals, including the swift fox and ringtails. The results of the accreditation process will be known next month. The zoo has had accreditation for the past 27 years. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. At 11:21 p.m. on Thursday, August 22nd, the Ellis County Fire Department was dispatched to a structure fire at 2300 East 7th Street, Lot 31. And upon arrival at 11:28 p.m., the structure, reported as abandoned, was found fully engulfed. Fire crews fought the fire defensively by keeping firefighters out of the structure while extinguishing the fire and protecting other nearby homes, using two attack lines to extinguish the fire. They reported the fire was under control at 12:10 a.m. The home was a complete loss, and due to the amount of damage, the cause of the fire could not be determined, and fire crews remained on the scene until 2:14 a.m. to ensure the fire was out and to pick up equipment. 28 firefighters from the Ellis County Fire Department responded to the scene from Hayes, Ellis, and Victoria, and the location was within the automatic aid response area for the Hayes Fire Department, so they responded within 7 additional firefighters. The Ellis County Fire Department was assisted by Midwest Energy, Ellis County EMS, and several sheriff's departments. A record 171,000 Kansans enrolled this year in the subsidized health insurance marketplace under the Affordable Care Act, an increase of more than 60,000 over the past 2 years. The nonprofit Nonpartisan Kansas Health Institute reported that enrollment in Kansas for the 2024 plan year climbed 37.7% from the 124,000 total in 2023 and the 107,000 total in 2022. Nationally, enrollment in the ACA reached 21.5 million in 2024, a 31.1% rise from the previous year. 22 of Kansas's 105 counties had more than 7.1% of the population enrolled in health insurance through the federally assisted marketplace, while 6 counties in Kansas enrolled less than 4% of the population in the marketplace insurance system. In the Kansas marketplace, 8 companies offered 98 plans during 2024, and every county had at least 2 insurance options. And this was, again, fueled by tax credits, substantially cutting monthly premiums. 9 and 10, or 93.3% of marketplace enrollees in Kansas, took advantage of enhanced tax credits to lower premium payments in 2024. And overall, the average monthly premium paid by Kansans was $111, a $28 decrease compared to 2023. Enhanced financial assistance through the American Rescue Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act was extended through the 2025 plan year, but those tax credits weren't made permanent. So without renewal of those special subsidies, enrollment in the Kansas marketplace in 2026 could return to 2021 levels, and the number of Kansans without health insurance would rise. The Kansas Department of Transportation began a resurfacing project on a portion of U.S. 283 in Graham County on Tuesday, August 20th. The project work consists of a surface recycle and chip seal on 12.6 miles of U.S. 283, starting 2.7 miles north of the Trigo County line and extending approximately 1 mile south of the U.S. 24 junction. The traffic will be reduced to one lane in the areas where crews are actively working and directed by flaggers and a pilot car, and motorists should plan for delays of up to 15 minutes during the daylight hours. The project work will be suspended for the day on Wednesday, September 4th. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be completed in late September, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Engineer Mitchell Johnson at 785-261-6132. In Nebraska news, a Kearney woman has been arrested in Merritt County for child abuse after deputies said a citizen heard an infant crying in a parking lot and began searching surrounding vehicles. According to the Merritt County Sheriff's Office, they received a call at approximately 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, and upon arrival at the Merritt County Fairgrounds, the deputies determined a three-month-old had been left in a pickup with the engine off and the windows partially ajar. 40-year-old Kara Dugan of Kearney, who was believed to be the infant's mother, was found inside a building riding a horse, and she was placed under arrest and booked into the Merritt County Jail. Deputies said the infant was taken to a local hospital for evaluation, and it was determined it did not sustain any injury as a result of the incident. According to the National Weather Service, the temperature was 81 and the heat index was 86 at the time. Nebraska Game and Parks is asking the public for help in reporting an occurring illness in Nebraska's big game. They said this time of year is when they see EHD, or blue tongue virus, and that's the one that they're focusing on right now, and they're hoping the public will help them out with reporting. Todd Nordine is the big game disease and research manager for Nebraska Game and Parks, and he noted that a number of diseases are impacting the elk, deer, and pronghorn populations throughout the state. However, none are bigger than EHD. In asking for the public's help, he said sick animals can be seen close to water due to running a fever and can lose fear of humans, though outward signs are noticeable as well. Their head could be drooping, their ears drooping, or walking sporadically and abnormally. With hunting season on the horizon, Nordine said EHD isn't transmittable to humans, but he still recommends personal protective equipment when working with harvested meat. And while Game and Parks has detections across the state, they've been a little bit more significant in the northeast part of the state. He said often it can be due to drought conditions, so if there are areas of drought where water sources are minimal, they often see higher infection rates. And he said anyone who does encounter a sick big game animal is asked to call their local Nebraska Game and Parks district office. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, August 21st, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Council President Dennis Gilhausen presiding, and the council members present were Jason Jones, Jim Miller, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Andrew Black, and Dale Jacobson, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the August 7, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were four building permits presented for approval. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Andrew Black for the council to enter into executive session with the city administrator, city clerk, police chief, assistant police chief, and Andrew Walter for consultation with legal counsel about the communications and jail services agreement, which is privileged in the attorney-client relationship. And the council resumed regular session at 5:46 p.m. Chief of Police Jay Sharp announced that Cody Land graduated from the academy. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to give the city administrator and police chief authority to set the purchase price for the potential sale of the 2015 Ford police car to the Norton County Rural Fire Department, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the application for sidewalk replacement at 308 North First, and the motion carried. Gerald Jones reported that the Public Safety Committee met and further discussed the concerns of the ability to hear the emergency sirens. The consensus of the committee was to move forward with purchasing another siren to cover the area where they cannot be heard, and they would like to have it in place by the spring of 2025, pending funding. Gerald also scheduled a Public Safety Committee meeting at 4 p.m. on September 17th. Jason Jones reported that the Personnel Committee met and discussed updating the chain of command to provide clarity and efficiency for when people in key positions are absent, and he also discussed overtime and on-call pay. Jason then noted that the Personnel Committee will meet again on August 29th at 4 p.m. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Jim Miller to waive the first formal reading of Ordinance 1767, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 1, Article 3, pertaining to duties of the city clerk. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adopt Resolution 11-2024, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Jason followed up on the letter regarding concerns of wild and feral animals in the 300 block of North Grant that they received a few weeks ago, stating that Jeff is addressing the issue. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Resolution 10-2024, which is a resolution authorizing and providing for the calling of a special question election in the city of Norton, Kansas, for the purpose of submitting to the qualified electors the question of authorizing the imposition of a special citywide retailer sales tax at the rate set forth herein for the purpose of funding an infrastructure improvement program consisting of repairing, rebuilding, rehabilitating, upgrading, constructing, and improving city street and related infrastructure, with the means and methods to accomplish such purpose to be determined by the governing body of the city, and providing for the giving of notice of the special question election. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Dale stated that there is an ad hoc meeting at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, August 27th, and a Parks Committee meeting at 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday, August 28th. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to accept the insurance settlement on the 2018 Chevy Silverado, with the city keeping the utility box. The motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 16 as a whole, and the motion carried. And the council then adjourned at 6:15 p.m. Robert Bob Richard McClelland passed away on August 22, 2024 at the Phillips County Retirement Center in Phillipsburg at the age of 99. A funeral service for Bob McClelland will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, August 27th, at the Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel in Phillipsburg, with Harold Rivera officiating, and burial will follow at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena, with military honors conducted by the Norton American Legion, Hermanson Red Post 63, and the Fort Riley Honor Guard. Bob will continue to lie in state today, Monday, August 26, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., with a visitation Monday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel in Phillipsburg. Memorial contributions may be made to the Phillips County Retirement Center or the Almena City Library, and Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel is in charge of the arrangements. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having baked ham, scalloped potatoes, baby carrots, pineapple chunks, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be taco burrito or cheese pizza, green beans, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be enchiladas, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny and hot with a high near 98 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 7 p.m. and 5 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 67 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 89. And on Tuesday night, there's a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m. It should be partly cloudy with a low around 64. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 94. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 84. On Friday, sunny with a high near 81. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 84. And on Sunday, there's a 30% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 79. Currently, with fair skies, it is 73 degrees. The humidity is 61%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 30.18, and the dew point is 59 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It's time for Kansas Sports, and that's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on a Wednesday and talked about what you can expect to see from the Kansas State offense personnel-wise this season.
I think this team operates pretty well with an athletic tight end. I think Garrett Oakley fits that. I don't want to say it's two running backs because Dylan could easily be a third receiver out there. So I think they will have a lot of times when DJ Giddens will be in the backfield and Dylan Edwards will be in the slot. Probably have Jace Brown and Keegan Johnson out there. That's probably the best collection they have of guys where you really know where they stand. And, you know, then you can swap players out. You can move Dylan into the backfield and mess with the defense, or you can do a number of things with that personnel. So that is just going to be so fun for me as a football nerd to watch how they use him and how they get to him in terms of pre-snap movement and where they move him around to and where they want him positioned once the ball is snapped. I think those are all things that I will be studying very closely in game one, although I don't expect them to show a whole lot of fancy stuff unless that turns into a real game.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.